When do I bring in a licensing attorney? Because now I've got a licensing contract. I don't know what to do. How do I negotiate it? What do I need? Watch this video because you don't want to make any mistakes. People ask me all the time, Steve, I'll give you a call once I get the licensing agreement. Or, hey, can you recommend a licensing attorney to help me when I get the licensing agreement? Let me tell you what I do. When I get the licensing agreement, you guys, you have to realize I've done this for years. I do all the business terms because I know what I need and I know how to negotiate those terms. And at the very end, that's when I bring in a licensing attorney to help me with some of the other terms to protect myself. But the last thing I do is have a licensing attorney negotiate on my behalf. So why don't I bring a licensing attorney in to negotiate on my behalf? I'll tell you, they get paid by seeing problems. And I don't want them to see that licensing agreement, review it, write it all up with all the changes because it's going to bleed red. It's going to look ugly. And I don't want that to happen because there's a process to get the deal done. And I know how to do it each and every time. Don't get me wrong. Licensing attorneys are fantastic. You're going to need them. The question is, when do you need them? See, what I like to do, because I'm so comfortable doing this, I always do the easy stuff first to get some momentum, to get everybody saying yes, and I do the hard stuff later. The reason why I do the hard stuff later, because the train is already left the station. It's going down the tracks. People are happy. They're motivated. They've invested time. It's hard for them to pull out and stop. So that's why I do the easy stuff first. I want to make sure that I do this right. And I have to make sure that the company I'm working with are happy that we're working together and we're getting it done. The first thing I always tell them, look, I know there's going to be some obstacles. I know there's going to be some problems, but I am convinced that we can work through any of the issues that we have because I'm happy to be working with you. That sets the tone that if we have problems, we're going to overcome those problems. When I get a licensing agreement, I can tell you, I've seen thousands of them. They're basically all the same, although there's some differences. The terms are a little bit different, but I can always tell where the issues are going to be. That's why when I look at it, I'm not worried about if it looks ugly because I can negotiate a fair and balanced licensing agreement each and every time. At InventRight, we've been doing this for over 25 years, and I have to tell you, every time a deal has come in with a licensing agreement, we've cut that deal and made sure it's fair and balanced. I think only one time at 25 years, it was not a good deal. And we told that our member, this is not a good deal, don't sign it. But usually we can go through it and correct the things that aren't right and get it to where both parties are happy with that agreement to go forward. So people ask me, Steve, what are some of the easy stuff? You see, I ask questions. I know I'm going to get a yes. I'm going to ask those questions at the very beginning that get the ball rolling down the tracks because I know the easy questions and I know how to ask them in such a way that they're excited and I'm always going to get a yes. So what are some of those easy questions I ask them? Of course, you want an exclusive. I always ask that because I'll tell you, they always say yes. I always ask them the second thing, where would you like that exclusive in? What territory? And of course, they give me a list of where they want it. That's perfect. That's another yes again. The third yes that I always get, I ask them, how long would you like to have your exclusive licensing agreement? And they give me some number. And that's once again, I'm moving the ball forward. I'm getting a yes. That's not an obstacle. So that's why I do the easy step first to keep the ball moving forward. Some people ask me all the time, Steve, do you do a term sheet? Well, sometimes yes, sometimes no. People typically like a term sheet because they want to put the hard stuff and make sure we can get through the hard stuff first. I don't like to do it that way. I do what I call a yes term sheet so we get the ball rolling forward with some of those easy things I talked about earlier. But here's the catch here. Sometimes I don't even ask for a term sheet. I go straight to a licensing agreement. Why? Because that's what's important, and that's what I can get done, and that's what I can see the big picture, what's really going on. I ask them for that licensing agreement as fast as I can so I can start working on it to get the deal done. So what are some of the really big, difficult things in a licensing agreement, of course, are going to be the minimum guarantees, the royalty rate, who's going to own improvements, the grant of license, all those things. Those take a little bit of skill to navigate to get it fair and balanced, but I've done it so many times, it's not a big issue. So you can tell there's a lot involved in a licensing agreement. That's why I like to do it, because I'm comfortable to doing it. And that's why I don't want anybody doing it on my behalf, because for me, I'm trying to get the deal done, not create problems and little things that really don't matter at the end of the day. That's why I don't bring a licensing attorney in to deal with the business terms. I can take care of those. But at the very end, yes, I do get a licensing attorney that I know to look at the contract once I've negotiated all of the business terms for help, to help me on some of the issues. I have to make sure I'm protected, and that could be indemnification, that could be some other stuff in there that I really need to make sure the language is concise and the language is clear to protect me. So what are some of the things that people do that make big mistakes? Number one, they're trying to save money. So they try to negotiate the licensing agreement themselves, and they've never done it before. And each and every time they do that, they always get back to me and they say, "Steve, I did not listen to you. And what a mistake, because now I'm in trouble. I've done some things today because I was in a hurry and I was trying to save some money, but it's backfired and now I'm paying the price." The reason why you need someone to help you with licensing agreements, it's like a chess game. The person that's played the game more than the other person is probably going to end up on top. So if you need help with your licensing agreement, please reach out to us. And maybe you need help with the whole process, because today it's not as easy getting to companies and getting to the right person and getting to the right company with your right material for them to say, "Yes, we have a program. It's called Gateway, where we do all the work for you. You're really hiring us to make sure you're doing everything right and finding those right companies and pitching your idea the right way to get a yes." These companies out there, they see a lot of ideas. You have to navigate it correctly for them to take it on. And if you need that type of help, please give us a call. This program is called Gateway, where we do all the work for you.